That's right, a cheeseburger in paradise. In fact, I think we can just cut that out because I'm ready to talk now. You know, we always talk about food, food, and food. And when you go to a convention or an event or something, what's the question that everybody asks you? What did you have to eat? Yes, that's what everybody wants to know. And it just seems to be the subject of conversation. The one thing, though, in compiling a list of restaurants here in Greenwood, folks, I tell you what, I have been amazed. I haven't even counted the number, but there are so many possibilities. Greenwood is an eat-out town. In fact, when I had Heidi on from Grits and Groceries the other day, we were discussing, she said that she didn't think anybody should ever cook. They should always eat out. So we're going to be talking about some of these restaurants. I do want to address one other issue, though, before we get started here this afternoon and talk about restaurants and food. You know, yesterday's topic, I was talking about the Seaboard Rec Center. And that, of course, created quite a firestorm. If you were listening yesterday afternoon, you know that it did. We got lots of comments, and I am going to take a lot of what was said yesterday under advisement. I want to ruminate on it for a few days, and then I'm going to come back to it. So this is what I think that it's a topic that definitely deserves discussion and deserves some answers, and I am going to just ruminate on this for a few days. If you get my drift, we'll be coming back to that one, though, because the Seaboard Rec Center is definitely something to talk about. But right now, I'm going to move on today, and I want to talk about food and eating out in Greenwood. That's right, eating out in Greenwood. Have you ever heard of this restaurant? I don't know, or I don't care. It's a very popular restaurant right here in Greenwood, and everybody seems to have some idea about where they'd like to go, and then there's how many days of the week do you not know where you'd like to go? So when we talk about restaurants, when we talk about eating out, Jeff and I eat out almost every night. And I think about 90% of the people in Greenwood have to eat out. In fact, I think eating at home must be a scarcity of an event that happens. So what's your favorite restaurant to eat at and why? That's what I want to know this afternoon. What's your favorite restaurant to eat at and why? When you start looking at this list, I want to talk about the individual restaurants, the sole proprietors. You can give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Pick up that phone. Jeff's on the phones. Give him a call. Tell him what your favorite restaurant to eat is and why you like eating there. And, you know, on the flip side of it, how many times, you know, this is not a question. This is just going to be a subject of discussion. I think we all have favorite restaurants, and yet at some time we get bad food at even our favorite restaurants, and then we never want to have it again. But then again, we do eat it again after a period of time has passed. Have you ever noticed that? You don't go back there and then you go, oh, I think I'll go back up there, and you try it again, and guess what? You like it. Well, that is what happens. But just in individual or sole proprietor restaurants, here are some of your choices. And yet, I think this rivals a major city for the amount of restaurants we have. Now, I am sure I have left something out. So if you hear a name that I haven't mentioned, feel free to give me a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. For individual restaurants, here we go. Migs, The Doghouse, T.W. Boone's, Polo's, Howard's, The Mill House, Kickers, Southside, Garden Grill, Miss Ann's Fried Chicken, Uchi E, The Dixie, The Southerner, Greenwood Sandwich, New York Pizza, Montague's, Crossin's Deli, Santa Fe, La Hacienda, I mean, that's a huge list right there. How many restaurants is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. That's at least 19 restaurants that are individually owned, at least 19 restaurants that are individually owned. We then have what we would consider, I guess, the fast food restaurants and the chains restaurants that are out there. We're going to talk about those in just a minute. But what is your favorite fast food restaurant? What is your favorite fast food restaurant? You want to pick up that phone and give me a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Or are you in the category now in life that you really don't care where you eat? Who's in that category? Jeff and I go through this every night. Do you know, before I go to a restaurant, I already know what I'm going to order. I know the food so well that I know on Thursday night at Cracker Barrel, it's always turkey and dressing. Yes, I do. And I just remembered another restaurant that I left out that is a family-owned restaurant. We got to get that on the list. We've got Yoder's. Anybody thought about Yoder's? I mean, that's right there on the border, folks. That's Yoder's. And then there is that family restaurant right down there going towards... Oh, and there's another hamburger place down there. There's a hamburger place and another family-style restaurant place that is right there going right above Bilo's on 25. Two more restaurants I forgot about that are family-owned restaurants. One's a hamburger place. I don't remember the name of it. Somebody give me a call. We'll add their name to the list, 229-7984. And another one is right there above that, another family-style restaurant. They do great lunches, lots of food. 229-7984. Give a shout-out to your favorite restaurant by giving me a call and why they're your favorite restaurant. Why are they your favorite restaurant? 229-7984. We're going to be talking about how hard it is for them to provide quality food day in and day out. And are you at some point going to have an experience that isn't a good one? I think we all have had it, and yet we go back because we know it just happens. But what's your favorite restaurant? Give me a call, 229-7984. Let's talk about food this afternoon. Everybody loves to talk about food. And why is that restaurant your favorite one? What do you like at Migs, for example? What do you like at the Doghouse? Anybody been to the Doghouse? T.W. Boone's? I tell you what, one of my favorite things at T.W. Boone's are the potato chips. Yes, the potato chips at T.W. Boone's are one of my favorites. What else do we have? We have the Mill House. How about the Mill House and their pizzas there? Or that new beer that they are serving up there. Yes, that's right. Kickers. So lots of people like Kickers and all the different soups that they have. And, Greenwood Sandwich, New York Pizza, the Dixie. Come on now, give me a call. If you've got favorites, now's your time to voice your opinion. What makes it your favorite? Later on, we may talk about some of your bad experiences. I'm not going to put the restaurants on the air because, you know, this happens. If you eat out all the time, you are going to have a bad experience. But I'm not putting out the restaurants, but I will love to share some bad experiences and some of the things that I find when I eat out that bother me. Yes, I will discuss some of the things that bother me. Hey, give me a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. This is a change of topic here today, but hey, I'm kind of winging it. So pick up that phone and give me a call. What's your favorite? 229-7984. Let's give shout outs to our sole proprietors, our family restaurants right here in Greenwood. They need a lot of support because they are competing against chain restaurants and fast food restaurants. You know that has to be tough. When the prices are so low at some of our fast food restaurants, I question what's in them, don't you? Hey, I'll be right back, but don't you go away.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here thinking about a cheeseburger tonight. Are you going to make it yourself or are you going to go out tonight? I think that is the question. Everybody in Greenwood goes out to eat. So if you were going to have a cheeseburger, where would you have it from? That is the thing. As far as cheeseburgers, where would you go? Would you go to the Dixie? Would you go to, I can't get one of those at Migs. So if you wanted a cheeseburger, where would you go? Would you go to McDonald's, Burger King? Who else has them? Who else? Hardee's. Where would you go? That's the question. Cheeseburgers. What do you like for cheeseburgers? Do you like cheeseburgers eating out? That is the question. What do you think? Do you think that some of this discussion that they've been having about whether it's a quarter pound, is it a quarter pound before it's cooked, after it's cooked? All of these things roll into it. How do you feel about having to have a cheeseburger that is burnt? Yeah, what do you think? I don't know. I like mine rare. That's why, personally, if I'm going to cook a cheeseburger, I'm probably going to cook it myself. I like it on my grill. I like it cooked medium rare, and that's the way I like it. But where do you like to eat? That's only one aspect of it. Cheeseburgers, that's one. What is your favorite thing to eat out at sole proprietor restaurants? That's what I want to know. Migs, Doghouse, T.W. Boone's, Polo's, Howard's, Millhouse, Kicker's. Have you got one that you like for more lunchtime, but maybe one you like more for dinners? Kicker's, Southside's, Garden Grill, Miss Ann's Fried Chicken, Uchi'i, La Hacienda, Santa Fe, Crossin's Deli, Montague's, Dixie, The Southerner, Greenwood Sandwich, New York Pizza. Come on, pick up that phone and tell me what you like about your food out here in Greenwood. And why do you never cook? Maybe even that's more important. Why do we never cook anymore? Why do we in Greenwood eat out? You know, people come from out of town. We have people coming in from out of town all the time, and they are always amazed at the number of restaurants. Now, we may not be talking about what shall we say, totally fine dining, but the amount of restaurants that we have that are good old family style restaurants, from the Doghouse to T.W. Boone's, Howard's, the Millhouse, Kicker's. Which one is your favorite? Which one do you love to go to? I don't know which is my favorite. I have to be careful because I do eat out a lot. And I don't want anything to happen to my food. And, you know, when things happen, people have a tendency to be very mean about it, don't they? And they tell everybody, oh, my God, this happened here. I think one of my worst experiences has been seeing food, having people that have worked in restaurants tell me some of their food horror stories. There are so many food horror stories that I keep hearing about from people that work in fast food. Okay. Are we getting calls? We got too many calls. Too many calls coming in. Okay. All right. I tell you what I'm going to do. I think Jeff says I'm getting too many calls here this afternoon. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to hear a little music, and then I'm going to come back and we'll talk some more, because obviously this is another good chew on it subject. It's just, the problem is everybody has something to say about it. And that is so true. So let's hear a little music, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk some more. I'm going to listen to a little Wanda Johnson here, where it says, she says, give your face a rest. I'll be right back.
Give your face a rest. Give your face a rest. Chatter matters nothing to me. Causes too much stress. Give your face a rest. Give your face a rest. If you wanna be a monkey, just go to the zoo.
wanna be a parent, there's a pet shop too. You talk too much, I'd be impressed if you give your face a rest. Sometimes works out great, but too much information can be catastrophe. If you catch my drift, it'd be so hip, you just stop talking to me. Give your face a rest.
Oh, that's right. Sometimes that's what people tell me, Ann. Give your face a rest. Why don't you just quit talking so much? Well, listen, we have gotten a lot of calls. In fact, we may not get all of them on the air, but here is a quick rundown of what people are saying out there. Let's see. Bill says he loves New York pizza. Best Antipasta, loves the speed that it's served. He's got that best experience, then he's got a worst experience. He ordered 3 pizzas with a credit card, and they were delivered to the wrong apartment. That is a bad experience. Unfortunately, I guess those people were not honest. They said, yeah, it's our pizza. There you go. That type of stuff can happen, so be careful out there. On Facebook, Patricia likes eating out because it's relaxing for my husband and I. Makes it like a date night. So wherever Patricia is eating, it's better than having to slave at home. Hey, I agree with you there, Patricia. At the end of the day, part of the reason we like to eat out is because I just want to sit down and let somebody else serve me. Oh. All right. Patricia Tressel likes Migs. Glenda Helbing likes Cafe 312. See, there's another Cafe 312. Likes local better, much better food, according to both Patricia and Glenda here. So we're going to keep this up. We're going to have some more fun. So go ahead and tell me some of your worst and your best experiences. I think, we're just going to talk about it. We're just chewing on this afternoon. Right now, it's time for South Carolina Radio News. Keep those comments coming on Facebook and on the radio, 229-7984. Give us a call. I hope you're enjoying the show.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. I'm Ann Eller. We got a big, big, big diamond sale going on over here, folks. Let me tell you, I don't want you to be in a meltdown. I want you to come see us at Sharp Facets for the rock bottomest, bestest diamond deals ever. You know, whether you like the round, the pear, the marquee, the princess cut, any shape you can imagine. Heart shape, we've got those too, right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Old mine cut, old European cuts, we've got them all right here. And they are all at least 50% off. Some are up to 65% off. So when we talk about deals, that means you got to come see us here at Sharp Facets Gallery. It's 5 months from Christmas, folks. I don't mean to bring this up because it's very depressing to think about that Christmas is 5 months away. And wouldn't it be nice to have something super duper under the tree for your sweetie that if you went ahead and made that decision now, you wouldn't be like going out and paying for it all at once. So here you go. Super duper diamonds, rock bottom prices, Sharp Facets Gallery. Through Friday, we've extended the sale because we've had so many people coming to look. We've extended it to Friday. We've got diamonds listed on our website. We've got diamonds listed That's sharpfacetsgallery.com. We've got diamonds on our Facebook page, Sharp Facets Gallery, Sharp Facets Gallery on Facebook. Check them out. Come check it out for yourself. Trade in, trade up. We do it here every day, Sharp Facets Gallery. The deals have never been better. Diamond prices are at their lowest price in 5 years. But you know, whoa, Gracie, don't get so excited. You know we need to sell them now. If I hold them till Christmas, woo-wee, I'll have even more diamonds on hand. Because you know, Jeff buys diamonds from stores going out of business. Gracie just gets so passionate about this diamond buying thing and this diamond selling thing, she wants to put her 2 cents in on it. In a little while, we're going to ask Gracie what's her favorite place to have leftovers from. Yes, we're going to ask that because that's what we're discussing. We are discussing food today. But I did want to tell you about this diamond sale. It's going on through Friday, July 24th, December 24th. Think about it now. Hey, what else we got going on here this afternoon? We're talking about food. We're talking about food. Everybody has a favorite place to eat out, unless you eat out all the time and somebody goes, where are we going to go to dinner tonight? And what do you say? The I don't care restaurant. That's right. But everybody does seem to have a favorite place to go. We've been getting lots of comments on Facebook. Tracy out there loves Bermudas out there at the Links of Stony Point. Frank, oh, Frank, you like Montague's. Yes, siree. And Cindy says, Migs is great. So is New York pizza and pasta is great, too. So we're talking food. I've got some more. You can give us a call. Poor Jeff, he didn't know we were going to start such a firestorm this afternoon on food and restaurants. He's been working very hard answering the phone there, but may not get all those calls on, but here's some of them right here of people that have been calling in. Colleen loves Jeff's party cooking. She loves Bess. She loves Huddle House, the nice waitresses, clean and good food. Yep, Huddle House is pretty consistently going to be the place you can get consistently good food. I agree with you, and yet you can sit down. Bill says Migs, he loves their meatball sandwich because they're real meatballs and sauce. The worst experience he ever had was when a sizzling hot plate got dropped in his lap. Ooh, that is a bad one. I can tell you about an experience that Jeff and I had, and I'm not going to name the restaurant. But he was, and this happened two or three times. We quit going there for a while because we got real concerned that maybe they were trying to kill him. We weren't sure. But he had a glass, and the glass had chips on the rim of the glass. He cut his mouth. That was one time. Okay, it happens. Next time we were there, the glass must have come hot out of the dishwasher or something, and they put the cold, ice-cold water in it. They did it at the table. He picked up the glass, and the glass literally fell apart. That is some of the worst experiences, I think. Now, they were falling all over themselves apologizing, but then I can't remember what the third experience was, but it had to do with a glass, and we decided we should not go back. You know, when something happens three times, you kind of say, I think I better give it up for a while. Now, we do go back to this restaurant now, and we have never had that experience again, but within two weeks, we had three problems with a glass. One with chips on it, one where he picked the glass up and the bottom fell out and it just fell apart right there at the table. And I don't remember what the third one was. But a hot plate dropping in your lap, now that's pretty bad. How about Beth says, T.W. Boone, she likes their steak sandwich and the special fries. Eakin likes Migs Pizza. Oh, I know who this. This is Erin. She likes Migs pizza with ranch dressing. Okay, I've never heard of such a thing, but okay, Migs pizza with ranch dressing. It has been concurred by Emerald here that is a great experience. So see, sometimes you just don't know what you're going to get. What else do we have going on here this afternoon? Mr. John's Pizza. Mr. John's Pizza. Sandy likes Mr. John's Pizza. She also likes the Southerner for pork chops. And she likes Cracker Barrel for their ribs and sirloin over there. Now, we didn't even get into the rib restaurants here, the barbecue restaurants. Look at how many more there is if you add in the barbecue restaurants. See, that's a category I totally missed. And we've got Mr. John's Pizza. Now, that goes under our individual sole proprietors. But then look at all the restaurants there are that are Pizza Hut. Who else do we have? And Chinese restaurants. We've got China Garden. We've got Chinese. All these restaurants. How can we support this many restaurants? This is what I don't understand. Isn't that amazing? Look at how many restaurants there are that we all support day in and day out. All right. Well, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. I am looking for any more input. If you got some bad stories, I don't think we're going to put the restaurant on the air. But if you've got a bad story, an experience that you had at a restaurant, which you said at the time, I'll never go back, but then you did. And how about the restaurant that makes it right when they know that they did something wrong? They come by and they make it right. Does that make you feel any better about a screwed up order? And how about the waitress that never tells anybody that you're so dissatisfied? How about that one? Hey, those are some of the stories. I got a few little points I could throw in there. One of my pet peeves. Hand me a glass that you put your fingers all over the top of and not handling it from the side. How about that one? That one really bothers me, folks. A waiter or waitress that just takes that cup and hands it to me from the top rather than from the side. I guess that's why you should always, always drink with a straw. But that's hard when you have a cup of coffee. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here at WCRS. We're kind of chewing on restaurants this afternoon, so why don't you give me a call? I'm looking for those bad experiences. Like I said, I'm not putting the restaurant's name out there, but I will take your bad experiences and put them on the air out there. I think this could be fun. We'll be right back. Give us a call. 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Give us a call if you can give me a bad experience, but you don't have to give me the restaurant name, and I won't put the restaurant's name out there. 229-7984. Give me a call. It's just part of eating out when you eat out right here in Greenwood, South Carolina.
They say every kiss begins with... But at Sharp Facets Gallery, every smooch begins with Sharp Facets Gallery. Which do you want? A little kiss or a big smooch? I'll bet a big smooch. So shop Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, for rock bottom prices and smoochable results.
Oh, that's right. Boy, we're having fun this afternoon, folks. I just heard the best story I think I have ever heard of. Like I said, we're not putting out the restaurants here because this is just part of the experience here. You know that it happens. You know that we're just going to deal with it. But what is your worst restaurant experience? Again, I'm not putting out the restaurant's name because we all have ones. We do go ahead, of course, and go back eventually, particularly if they make it right. But this has to have one of the best that I've ever heard of. George got up to go to the washroom. While he was gone, they cleaned the table of his food and was seating someone else. And he says, I quote, I was not gone that long. So there you go. He got up to go to the washroom. They cleared the table of his food and was seating someone else at his table. George, I hope they made that right to you. I hope they made that right. Gosh, that is pretty bad. I see the name of the restaurant. I'm not going to put it out there because I can believe that could happen at that restaurant. They are very efficient when it comes to cleaning the tables and seating somebody right in it. Let's see. What was I trying? Worst on a date. Let's see. This is Charles. Charles says he loves Migs and Santa Fe and McAllister's. His worst experience was he was on a date. The waiter tripped, dumped a whole pitcher of tea on his date. Ooh, that is bad there, Charles. All right. Let's see. Mary Jane likes late night. Friendly likes the Huddle House. Lunch, she likes to go to Red Lobster. It's cheaper than you would think. How about that? So those are some experiences that we have going. Like I said, I'm looking for the bad experiences. These are good experience. Okay, this comes in from Betty. Oh, Charlie's. She likes the food and the fast service. And Santa Fe. She likes the fast service and good food over there at Oh, Charlie's and Santa Fe. So what's your worst restaurant experience? I did share with you the one about Jeff and the glass getting broken. And we went back. It was chipped one time. And then the next time it totally fell apart. The water came out. And the glass broke all over the table. That still stands out in my memory. Another one that I just heard about is a group of older ladies were sitting at the table. The waitress walked to the back and she said, "All right now, there's a group of cranky old ladies sitting out there. Get it right. I don't want to deal with it." There you go. There's another one that would just make you feel really special, wouldn't it? Boy, I guess that waitress got a good tip. You know, and that brings us to another topic. Tips. Tipping. You know, there is a difference between the food being cooked wrong and the service. But people have a tendency to equate them all the same. So, there you go. I just got a call in or a Facebook post from Jeremy. I went to eat at a local restaurant and the owner of said restaurant berated the person working the front. He was so condescending and nasty to her that I never went back to the restaurant. You can get a point across without completely tearing someone down. Well, you know, that's true. That's very, very true. And sometimes, though, I have seen wait people do amazingly bad things. One time I was sitting at a restaurant and I think I ordered the soup. The soup came out. It was kind of skimpy. And the guy told me, "Yeah, I never order the soup when it gets down that low because there's nothing left in it. It's just stock." I later told the owner of the restaurant about that, and he was horrified that somebody would say that. He was also horrified that the person after saying that never made it any mood to make it right. So anybody got any other worst restaurant experiences out there? Again, I'm not going to put the restaurant's name out there. That's not what this is about. This is about just being concerned, just having a little fun and talking about, because we eat out so much, where you must have had some bad experiences over the time. I would be curious to know, if you're giving me a bad experience, you can call us 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Would you go back to that restaurant? Did they make it right? Did they make it right? Have you ever noticed when a restaurant is full, you get served faster than when the restaurant is not busy? Your surmise would be that because they're not busy, you would get better service and faster service. When what my experience has been, I hate to go to a restaurant. I don't like to go to one I have to wait, but I'd rather have a busy, busy floor because the food comes out quicker than if they're not busy and nobody is getting the food out and you wait and wait and wait. Yes, those are some of the experiences that I've had. I've also heard about some of the horror stories that people do when they're irritated with the people that they are waiting on. Yes, I'm talking about wait staff. So I'm not going to go there either because it's kind of scary when you think about the things that can happen. We've all heard the stories of a bug in this, and those stories always make the big sensation. I'm not really talking about those. Have you got a local story? I got about four more minutes here before I'm going off. A horror story. Or you can still call me and give me your outstanding restaurants that you really love to eat at. We've had a lot of fun with this. George over here loves China Garden. Great for a large family of like eight or more. Great for that. I think it's great whether it's a large family or not. I'm going to tell you my little secret, though. I like to eat there before three because I think I can eat the same amount, but it costs me less when we talk about China Garden. You know what? What is it? After four or something, the price goes up? Yeah, I'm kind of one of those. But you know what? I end up going at night because that's the time I can get out. But boy, if I had the opportunity, I'd be in there before three. Hey, anybody got any more experiences that they want to share? Facebook, you can Facebook me, Ann Eller. We'll be looking at those for the next few minutes. Or give us a call, 229-7984. We have a tremendous amount of restaurants right here in Greenwood. Just the local restaurants are phenomenal. Phenomenal amount of local restaurants. Listen, I'm just going to read off the ones that I know I've got down here, and I know I've missed some. Sole proprietor, individual restaurants, Migs, The Doghouse, T.W. Boone's, Polo's, Mr. John's Pizza, Howard's, The Mill House, Kicker's, Southside, Garden Grill, Miss Ann's Fried Chicken, Uchi E, Yoder's, La Hacienda, Santa Fe, Crossin's Deli, Montague's, The Dixie, The Southerner, Greenwood Sandwich, New York Pizza. What else is there? I think I've missed some more. There is the Burger Inn, right? That's the name of that one, the Burger Inn, right down next to across the street from Bilo, the Burger Inn. And I know there's some other restaurants I've missed out there, but if you've got a favorite, we got a couple minutes left, give me a call, 229-7984, 229-7984. Ed said that Dixie cheese, none better at the Dixie. And he does like the Hot Dog House better than any chain, and they've got great fries. I do like the fries over there at the Dog House because they cut them right there, and they're fresh and thick, and they're pretty darn good, aren't they? Yeah, they are. So what else you got? Here I've got some more coming in. Poor Jeff can't even get out of his seat. We got so many calls coming in this afternoon. All right, the lovely Erin has brought me this. Gail says Migs is her favorite. Her family had children returned from college, went to the restaurant, everybody talking, did not notice they had somebody else's order, and they'd already started eating it. Okay, well, there you go. See, when you like good food, you don't really care, do you? All right, but Migs is their favorite. Yep, and I'm not really sure whether that was another restaurant or just Migs is their favorite. Could this have happened at Migs? I don't know. Must not have been Migs. Must not have met Migs. Must have been another restaurant because it said they never went back to that restaurant because the waitress got mad at them. Yes. So Migs is their favorite restaurant, but they had an experience at another restaurant. That's right. Another restaurant. And her kids had returned from college. Everyone was talking. Did not notice that they had someone else's order. They started eating it. The waitress noticed and yelled at how idiotic they were. They never went back. Hey, you know you're listening to WCRS. So this was another restaurant. Okay, Gail, I got it. Another restaurant. So that's pretty idiotic. If people were eating the food, I guess all you should have done was gone back there and fixed another order of food and apologized for the order that was messed up. After all, who brought it to the table, honey? Hey, I am Ann Eller here this afternoon. This has been a lot of fun. I love interacting with everybody. You can do it on Facebook. That's right, Ann Eller's Facebook page. Ann Eller, you can do it on Facebook. But You can also just give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Haven't got that many comments about the bad restaurants. I got a lot more comments on the good restaurants, and I think that is terrific. I think that is terrific that people are talking about good places to eat. Good places to eat. I'm glad to see that. Hey, you know what? I don't know whether he's got any more calls or not. I'm going to give it just a second. Let's go ahead and check the weather. By the way, where are you going to eat tonight? Are you going to be eating at home? Probably not. Or are you going to be eating out? Hey, I'm going to tell you a little tip that I did here. I went to the markets uptown today, and I got their eggplant parmesan from Grits and Groceries. So I don't know whether we're going to have it tonight or tomorrow night. But one thing we are going to do, we are going to enjoy it. It looks absolutely delicious. Homemade right there at Grits and Groceries. Brought up here every Wednesday. They bring up a whole lot of great stuff. So what's your favorite restaurant? Where are you going tonight? I don't know. Is that your favorite restaurant or did you have a favorite one? I hope you enjoyed the show this afternoon. There are so many fun things that we can talk about. And quite frankly, this has been a neat change. Right now, it is 98 degrees out there. They say it feels about 99 degrees out there. Did you have any more or are we done?
I'm done.
Okay. You want to tell it? Okay. Hold on. Let me get... Jeff's going to come on the air. This is a funny one. I can tell already.
Well, kind of funny. Guy takes his date to the restaurant. This is his college graduation. The big deal, the family's there, everybody's there. They decide to order a bottle of champagne. The waiter comes out, opens the bottle. The cork hits his mother in the eye, has to take her to the hospital, kills the celebration.
But not the mom.
Not the mom. Mom was fine eventually, but it took a while.
Well, there you go. You have to know how to pop the cork on a bottle of champagne, folks. There you go. Well, listen, I hope you enjoyed our kind of crazy show. We thought we'd kind of mix it up this week and do something a little different than what we normally do. Hey, I am Ann Eller right here on WCRS. We have had a blast doing this. What's your favorite restaurant? I don't know. I think everybody does know what's your favorite restaurant. How many days do you eat out? We may put a survey up there because that could be kind of fun to put a survey about how many times a week do you eat out. Hey, that's going to do it for me. I'll be back in the morning. This is WCRS. By the way, don't forget, we are having our Trash to Treasures auction Saturday morning. We're doing it from 7:30 to 10, Saturday morning. 7:30 to 10 is going to be from Trash to Treasures auction right here on WCRS. Watch for it on Facebook, and you'll be able to check out the page on sharpfacetsgallery.com. That's going to do it for me. You're right, Gracie. Bye-bye, everybody.